Well, I haven't done one of these in a while, and I'm doing it partly because I am standing outside trying to get some sunshine and fresh air after getting COVID. I guess in Mexico, for sure. I guess I got it maybe Monday or sometime before that in Mexico, traveling with my girlfriend and my daughter. Getting symptoms clearly on Tuesday morning, and getting pretty sick Tuesday night. But I thought I had food poisoning, so I didn't test for COVID right away, since it was mostly diarrhea and fever, stomach, abdominal pain, which I've discovered can also be COVID. So I might have had both, or maybe just COVID. And I definitely have COVID still. It's Sunday, and I'm tired. But I did do some stuff today. I made some breakfast, had some eggs, and some other stuff. I felt better last night after I took the antiviral medication. I was up for a little while watching a show. And so now I'm just sort of standing outside my backyard, thinking about things I wish I could be doing, like running or snowboarding or biking or something, or just going down to this, walk down to the coffee shop to get coffee, which really I shouldn't drink anyway. I haven't had coffee since, I think I had some yesterday morning before I threw up. So I'm going to stay away from that. And I don't really need it. So I did a little bit of writing, chatting with some friends, you know, people who are struggling with lots of other things, things that are worse than this. This will be gone in a few days, I hope. Certainly could be gone tomorrow, really. Although the way I feel like it could take a few more days before I'm ready to go running or biking, which is my goal, to get back into exercise, working out, get on my bike, go to the climbing gym, that kind of thing. Mexico is great, but I didn't really do much working out. I guess I did some running and some surfing. Surfing was quite challenging. It was quite a workout. And then we did a run together that was super fun. And some swimming, I guess. Whale shark searching. Whale shark chasing, which is not really a workout. You get in the water for 5 minutes and then you get out. And then you're cold because you don't have a full-size wetsuit. So that was not a workout, really, but it's super fun, super fun, really great, really lucky. I feel bad because Abaya has missed extra school because of COVID. I am prepared to argue with my daughter, counteract any argument she has about going to Mexico, because we could have easily gotten COVID going to Hawaii or Oahu. So that's my opinion, which I think is fairly accurate. I don't know. I could have been more careful and worn masks and stuff like that, but it was we were outside a lot, just walking around, playing on the beach. We weren't really indoors that much. So I don't know when we could have caught it, except maybe on plane on Monday morning, flying from La Paz to Mexico City, and just being on the plane, I don't know. But I have been able to be somewhat functional, made plans to fly back to Ohio to attend the funeral, memorial, burial, interments of Mom, Aunt Joanne, Cousin Bill. Spent some time at the house by myself, going through old stuff. going through all the old stuff. Might be very emotional. Seeing friends. I should let my friends know I'm going to be there on Thursday. Thursday morning. Even though I'll be working. So they can stop by. And maybe I'll see some friends from Ohio. Thursday night. See my sister, my nephew. See cousins, hopefully. Roger for sure. Hopefully nothing goes awry. And then come back Monday after spending more time in Ohio. Hopefully getting some time running or climbing, seeing people, going to meetings, and coming back for Christmas with Abaya and Maria, and then hopefully going snowboarding. Lots to look forward to after this brief illness, and then I won't have to get any shots for a while, though I should probably get a flu shot pretty soon. I really don't want to get the flu. That would be really annoying. I realize, even though I'm older, that I'm pretty healthy for my age, and I'm got a lot of other good things going on. I'm financially more stable than I was for most of my life. I don't think I was financially stable until my 50s. That's, if you know me, that's a pretty kind of a morally more than obvious statement. Which is, you know, kind of sad to say, but when I was single, I guess I didn't really care that much. I wasn't saving up much for retirement before my daughter was born. And that was 11 years ago, and I still was struggling with work and debt and just keeping a job. And now that I'm in a good spot, I just hope that no matter what happens, I can be calm and mindful about my money and about my job situation and not make any rash decisions. You know, like, just, I don't know, taking too many expensive vacations, I guess. I guess it's easy to buy a plane ticket, but it adds up, you know, if you do that more than once a year. It can really add up, and I have done that this year. And, you know, I would have a lot more money than I have enough money now, but I'd have more money than I do now if I had not taken that one trip to Canada, or I guess I've gone to Canada twice. What else have I done this year? And flying to Vancouver doesn't seem like that much, but when you have to find a place to stay and then you're eating out all the time, you know, it starts to add up. So car rental in Canada was super expensive, just really bad, really expensive. So I think it's worth considering, you know, planning a trip, you know, like how many trips do you want to take and where should you go and what should you do? If you're only going to take one trip next year, where would you go? And that might be a good way to think about it instead of saying, where can I go in January? Well, yes, I can go to Vancouver. That's not a bad thing. It just gets to be so expensive. And these are high class. They're first world problems, I know, but I'm not used to having money, so I have to be careful. Because when I didn't have money, I was reckless, and I don't want to carry on that behavior now. Now that I actually do have what I consider to be, you know, enough money, I have more than a few hundred dollars in the bank, which is, for a long time, I was happy if I had $1,000, like literally $1,000, in the bank, because that was a sort of a safety net, you know. And now that I have more than that, I have to be careful because, I don't know, it's, obviously people get ideas. People put all their money in crypto or some other crazy stuff. I have like $5 in crypto, so I think I'm okay. No desire to do any of that. Just have to see what happens, you know, with my job over the next few months. Things evolve over time. Things can change. Yep, it's just how it is. There's no way around it. Things happen for a reason, spiritual perspective. Everything is happening for a reason. And, yeah, I can tell you a lot of things that you shouldn't do with when you don't have any money. I don't really know what you shouldn't do when you do have money, except maybe make big bad investments and get involved in Ponzi schemes. That's probably a bad thing. But I can tell you what you probably shouldn't do if you don't have very much money. Especially when it comes to credit cards, although it's so hard to survive sometimes without using a credit card. I'm not doing it now, but I definitely have done that in the past, and I've learned the hard way, you know? So that's probably why I don't want to spend my money very much. Go willy-nilly spending it, because I know what it's like to have almost nothing. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to be spending $5,000 a month on a house when I can't really afford it. I think that's an important thing to remember. That if you have a house, you lose your job, you don't have any... I mean, you can't just leave and your rent and your landlord is like, well, I'm going to miss him, but I'll raise my rent, you know? You can't just move out of a house if you lose your job and you can't afford to pay your mortgage. At least I don't think so. So, having been down that road a few times, unemployment doesn't pay that much. So, it's one of those things that other people don't necessarily think about when they give you advice. So, it's, I've been lucky. I had, few gaps in my employment, not for 6 years now, 6 or 7 years, but I know what it's like, especially working in tech. You walk in one morning and suddenly half the company has been laid off, and you got to go on LinkedIn, and it might take a week, it might take 3 or 4 months to find a new job, who knows. It's a crazy, crazy possibilities, but the sun is shining and it's really nice out today. It's warm if you've got a hoodie on, and I'm able to talk and stand and sit outside, stand outside, get off my back, after, being in bed for several days since Tuesday night. That really sucked. I wasn't in bed the whole time, but certainly a lot more. So I'm going to go back to bed now, soon. And I appreciate you listening. I think about Christmas. Think about the Unitarian Universalist sermon and other stuff I heard at the church today about Christmas, and stuff I read about progressive Christianity. And I believe that there's a message in Christmas about love and kindness that's important. The teachings of the Gospels, and the other teachings that I think are, that I would interpret through the progressive lens. And there's a lot of good stuff, you know, to study. Consumerism, I don't know. I like buying stuff for people, especially my daughter. I want to buy her a million things that she doesn't have time for. And I want to get a present for Christmas. I'd like to get a present for Christmas. And maybe I'll have to get something for myself. But, you know, we shall see. I get one thing, Christmas tree, decorate the tree. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe a hybrid, electric hybrid SUV, something crazy. Speaking of spending all your money on stuff that you haven't even tried. Anyway, can't believe this podcast stuff really works. And prayer and meditation are good. Being in the moment. Don't let other people tell you what to think. Question everything. Absolutely question everything. Not everything is rational either. Experiences and feelings matter. Take care.